This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Future is here, and will continue to be here, because just a second ago, what I said about the future is the past. You know how that works. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the Good Day program, Tuesday 10/14/14. Good for writing checks. You won't get too lost. 10/10/14/10/14/14. All right, enough silly stuff. To the matters at hand in this hour of the Good Day program, Kenny and I take time to deal in depth with an issue or two or three, depending on what we have time for. The concern is growing about the Islamic State. Extremists have captured a military camp in western Iraq. The advance shows that the militants are inching closer to full control of the entire province, despite airstrikes. The only thing that's going to work here, in my estimation, is a complete blitz. A complete blitz. The international community has to put together an army and go in and massacre, wipe out, totally destroy ISIS. Otherwise, without that kind of leadership, without that kind of force, these people continue to inch, as I said a minute ago, by inch, by inch, by inch, take control of various areas of Iraq. And from there, the Syrians are in danger. And then that whole area of the Middle East, this is a dangerous, dangerous snake. And there is no leadership. There is no real force. The airstrikes are one thing. The Iraqi army is fighting to try to stabilize a security zone around Baghdad, for God's sakes. I remember having been there about 4 years ago, how big the city is. It's sprawling. And yet we don't seem to have the ability, they don't, we don't, no one does, to stop these soldiers. They have been fighting alongside the Iraqi soldiers, each other, but they are afraid of these guys, and so they run away. Not all of them, but some of them. They can't do what they need to do without crucial help from America and other people who have strong soldiers who knew how to go in there and wipe these, neutralize, neuter them, kill them. And that's very hard for me to say, because I abhor this kind of violence. But these people don't understand anything but violence. They are all about violence. So it needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. I wonder, Kenny, what you have. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com should you want to comment, or you can dial 888-302-3684. So what sort of commentary do we have about the problems with Iraq and ISIS as they continue to take over? A lot of the farmland that is around Baghdad is very fertile, and these guys are grabbing it.
Emma says, the scariest thing about ISIS is that it's an organization, not a country. They are everywhere and continuously growing.
I don't like the word scary. I think that that overdoes. Fear-based thinking doesn't fix it. But the fact is that they are spreading like a cancer. And how do you avoid, or how do you eliminate a cancer? Next.
Thomas says, ISIS needs to be stopped, and they need to be stopped now, and it should have been done years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about years ago, because I'm not sure they were around years ago, but it should have been done months ago when they first got started. There's a lot of shoulda, coulda, woulda in here, but the poo is that this is a mishandled, misguided, misled response to these people and what they are all about. What else?
One more. Denise says, if our military was allowed to fight this war like it needs to be fought, we could be through with this ISIS problem by the end of the year.
Well, most of the political realities of war today are just that. Political realities. So the political realities get in the way. It happened in World War One before it got started, World War Two. I'm not suggesting this is World War Three, but you wonder what the Russians and the Chinese are saying. Have they taken a stand either against ISIS, leave them alone? That's a lot of what I want to know more about. What say you on that? 888-302-3684. The fighters retreating back across the Euphrates River, back into Baghdad, blowing up bridges. I remember where the American presence was, because the Americans were still there big time. 300,000 or so Americans were in Iraq when I was there. And the base and the military presence, it was awesome. I didn't think we should have gone in there in the first place. Never thought we should have bumped off. George Bush, as soon as this was declared to be the... I had voted for George Bush. As soon as he declared this to be a goal, I lost all respect for him. And continue to have no respect for him because of the mess that was created in Baghdad. And others went along with him. And it just, there have been certainly plenty of tirades about this. I don't have to go back to it. And it's not important now, except would we be there? Would they have created this this ISIS presence without us having gone in there in the first place? Could have knocked off Saddam Hussein, like knock off Osama bin Laden. Those of you listening to American Forces Radio, what do you think? 888-302-3684. More exploratory information from Ivan Eland as we continue to discuss ISIS here on the Good Day program.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by CHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with Ivan Eland, who is the director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's worked at the Cato Institute, was in Congress working on national security issues, has been all around the world of foreign affairs. You wrote in the Huffington Post this week, quote, President Obama's claim that he doesn't need congressional authorization for his current war in Iraq and Syria is troubling. The country's founders would pass out upon hearing his claim that the congressional approval, September 11th, congressional approval of force in 2001 against the perpetrators of those attacks and their abettors, and the congressional resolution giving George Bush invasion of Saddam Hussein's Iraq in 2003 give him the current authorities for a very different war against very different people. However, after all of that, Ivan, what do we have here other than a pretty weak, there hasn't been a very strong bit of leadership on the part of Obama when it comes to, or anybody. I don't think you just criticize Obama. That's the only I don't say complaint or fault I have with your thinking. I think Obama's not alone. I think we have a worldwide problem of gutless leadership.
Well, and I think we've had a long line of U.S. presidents that have done the same thing. So you're right. I'm not blaming Obama solely, but I think, in this case, Turkey really needs to stand up because this group is right on its border and it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Why? Why aren't they doing? What is the problem here with these people? What the hell are they afraid of?
They want the Kurds to perish, and they actually do because they have their own separatist Kurdish group that's fighting them. They have their own Kurdish population that doesn't really want to be in Turkey or wants autonomy. And these Kurds in Syria, and there's also, of course, Kurds in Iraq. Both of those groups, they don't want them helping the Turkish Kurds. So they're just as happy. I think they're more scared of the Kurds than they are the ISIS fighters. Yeah. And that's who the ISIS fighters have been attacking lately. I think on purpose to draw the West deeper into the mire, because there's really no reason for them necessarily to go after the Kurds. They could go after somebody else, go after more territory in Iraq or whatever, but they're choosing to attack both the Iraqi Kurds and the Syrian Kurds, and I think they want the West deeper involved because the West has always been allied with the Kurds.
Mm. Intellectually, you look at these things and you wonder, you just shake your head at all the fighting over religious differences or the excuse for a fight over religious differences. So what kind of ground, literally and figuratively, is ISIS gaining?
Well, they're gaining some towns. Of course, they're being beaten back in other towns with U.S. air power. But certainly the airstrikes are not getting rid of the group or, so far haven't been really very effective. And, of course, that leads to the next question, well, what do we do next? So when you start down the slippery slope in these places, you should be very careful. And, of course, we found that out in Vietnam. We found it out in Afghanistan. We found it out in Iraq. If one thing doesn't work, we send more troops. And in this case, we already have advisors on the ground there. But, Obama keeps saying there'll be no combat troops. And, of course, Lyndon Johnson told us that in the Vietnam War. We're not going to let American boys fight what Asian boys should be fighting, right? Yeah. So, or something to that effect. And yet we saw the escalation in Vietnam. So we won't have any combat forces there until we have the day we have combat forces. So it's always a problem. We don't have any ground people that we can rely on locally. And we can't apparently rely on the Turks. The Turks have a huge army, and they should be in there. Maybe they'll eventually push them into doing so. Joe Biden spoke the truth, but unfortunately, you get a lot of, in Washington, you always get criticized for speaking the truth.
There was one time he didn't put his foot in his mouth. All right, thanks, Ivan, for the update. Ivan Eland here with an update on ISIS and that situation.
We'll be right back. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Five songs from this date in 1970, starting with the best female pop music singer in the pop era, from my perspective, Karen Carpenter and her brother Richard with We've Only Just Begun. Crank it up, Richie. Together. 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 Mm-hmm.
And when the evening comes,
great musical story. What, her dying of nutrition? No, all of the... Nice, Rich. Always have to take the low road. No, all the great music that they created between the two of them. They were just the two of them.
Her voice is pure silk.
Now, every single instrument, every single vocal, it was just her and her brother. That was it. He knew how... His genius wasn't so much creating the stories and the songs, but being able to go into... They had a studio in their house, and I think they were from Studio City, weren't they, Jennifer? They were
I don't know.
Or Encino. I'm pretty sure they were.
She was dead before Jennifer was born.
Yeah.
Was she really?
Yeah.
She was gone that long?
Yeah.
My God. Anyway, they had a studio set up, and as kids, they liked playing. Their father was in the music business, if I remember correctly. Mother was a singer or a music teacher or something, and they just around it all the time. He learned how to play the piano when he was five. And so they just had it, and they worked it, and they created some great music.
She died in 83.
Yeah,
I was really young.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that was number five this week. 1970 is the year. Next, Free. And this is really a contrast to that song.
This one from the beginning.
Wait to hear this one. Yep. There it is. As I said, a contrast, the Carpenters. Number four this week, 1970s, the year, top five song. Hey. This sounds so subdued now. I remember as a disc jockey playing this. Like, my God, this thing is awfully noisy. And it just sounds
nothing.
No. Number three, same sort of song, same sort of group, Sugarloaf.
Green-eyed lady, ocean lady.
Green Label Regime.
Every raging
very original.
Yeah.
I believe this is a one-hit wonder group, isn't it?
No.
Well, what'd they have as big as this?
Let me look.
It escapes me that they had another one. I mean, I remember. Number three belonged to Sugarloaf. This week in 1970, netted Neil Diamond his first number one song. Number two this week.
What year?
1970. Song Song Blue was the next number one he had in 1972. After this. My good friend Doug Steffen. It's a good tune. Romancing the Bottle, as it were. Okay, let's get to the number one song. 1970 is the year. Jackson 5 having a big time. Orange and Yellow Label, the Motown record.
Shut up.
You remember that?
Well, you remember Motown Label. Easy to remember that. I'll Be There. This date at number one. Was it, Kenny, 2 or 3 weeks? Or, well, 4 weeks, maybe even. It was there for more than one.
That's a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh,
all right,
my
so
God,
that's it.
Doug.
What? Richie.
Guess who Sugarloaf became? What? They became the backup band for Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster Mash.
There you go.
You.
28 past the hour on Good Day. That's coming up, too.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-789-7552, you'll get a complete Pro Gel Whitening System with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-789-7552 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552.
You're faking it. And it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Of the day, some of the important stories in detail, in depth, 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media and the essence of what's going on in technology, or at least, I suppose this is technology, Kenny, the Snapchat images that were hacked. The vast haul of these pictures in a breach discovered last week. What does this mean to you? It ought to serve as a massive wake-up call to those of you who are consumers of this sort of thing. Users may have been lulled into a false sense of security with this sort of technology. Do you think that that's the case with most of this type of technology, that it is vulnerable, easy to hack, or maybe not easy, but it is hackable, and people don't really understand? If you want privacy, you ought not to have any of these things placed in a location, Snapchat, a cloud, wherever it is, for whatever the reason. And I don't get what it is that turns people on to wanting to hack into somebody's personal pictures. I don't want to see somebody's hoo-hoo, frankly. I could care less. And this isn't about famous people, which is what the last one was about, right? This is just about everybody.
Right.
So what's the attraction? Why would somebody want to do this if you get into the psychology of it? Just to do it?
Yeah, I think it's a power trip. You know, Snapchat says that everything is safe there, so this is somebody who feels like they can get a certain amount of internet fame by going where they were told they couldn't go and doing what they were told they couldn't do.
You got to go where you want to go, do what you want to do. Something needs to be done to remind the millions of users of Snapchat. Now, what's the difference? What is the relationship between Snap, the photo, what is it called? Snap, there's a photo processing service. You can go online and order a picture and have it sent to you. That's Snap something or other.
Snapfish.
Snapfish, thank you. All right, that's very good, Michael. Snapfish and Snapchat are the... She'll love these names.
That's They're not Snap Snapchat. Related.
They're not Snap related. Okay, not the same company. So, a lot of the people, by the way, who are using Snapchat are teenagers. Yeah. And so, if you're a parent and you know or don't know, I would wonder how many parents know that their children are using Snapchat. I'm going to bet that probably a good percentage doesn't even know it, right? Would you agree with that? That there's so much sophisticated use. Teenagers are so much farther ahead in using this technology that most people don't even realize their children are doing it. Would you say that was a fair assumption?
Yeah, I would think so. Snapchat is free, and you put it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if these kids have their own phone, yeah, it's an app. If they have their own phones, I don't know how diligent a lot of parents are about checking what's on their kids' phones. But if you're not, yeah, they're probably using it anyway.
So there are a lot of intimate images that apparently are in the millions of photos that have been hacked. So youngsters that are using Snapchat, you leave an image there and you may be humiliated or embarrassed if it gets shared by somebody you don't want, who's not authorized to get into your Snapchat account. So the security here, there's an interesting blog post I came across yesterday, and it reads, as has been known for some time, there will always be ways for Snapchat images to be preserved by recipients, even if you were hoping they would expire and delete themselves a few seconds. So that's really what the gist of this, the beauty of this was supposed to be, that you could take a picture and it would be like the intro to I Am
Mission Impossible.
In 10 seconds it would destroy itself. So why is that? That's the warning, isn't it? That they can't deliver on that promise. Snapchat can't do what it promises to do. And most of these people know that, and they still take the plunge. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't get it, because there are so many stories we get month after month of people, whether they're celebrities or not, of their stuff getting hacked and being leaked online.
Yeah.
And I guess everybody thinks it's not going to happen to them.
Right. Isn't that always the case with anything you don't want to deal with?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen to me. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Speaking of technology, Twitter at Good Day. The leak has been dubbed the Snappening. The Snappening, involving hundreds of thousands of images. The collection may contain images of child pornography. Files posted online in some fake website called ViralPop.com, which install malware and other things on computers when you were trying to download images that were in SnapPop, right? Snapchat. Is that right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. So how do we police? How does some, what organization, this is why governments want to get involved in this, and you got to guard yourself against this, because you know how the government is when they get involved in anything. But they want to, because they see things like viral pop show up, and it becomes dangerous, at least in our country. We don't support child pornography. Don't have any idea where it is supported, but I know here we vigilantly seek to find those that are abusing as well. We ought to. This is one of those things where I may be somewhat, I'm not easily nailed down when it comes to some of the values that I have in terms of government leaving us alone. But in this case, this is an appropriate use of government surveillance, or I think nothing good comes, and that's maybe even a foolish, silly statement, but who needs more child pornography? There ought to be, it's like ISIS. Somebody ought to figure out how to do away with all of it, and fast. Anyway, Snapchat has 100 million active users every month. And a statement coming from them said that it was not the source, they were not the source of the breach. Servers were never hacked at their outfit. Snapchat blamed the leak on an unnamed third-party app. And is there a name for it? Do people need to know what is in the App Store that's bad?
There's one, the one that appears to be the problem is called SnapSave. And they are actually have been posting on Twitter the last day. So many people want to interview them about getting hacked and having all these pictures stolen that they are willing to do interviews if you will pay.
Ah, so they're in bad shape.
Yeah.
That statement was posted on their Facebook page, right?
I saw it on Twitter a little while ago.
Do we have comments on this on our Twitter and Facebook pages?
I've got a couple. Danny says, I don't have Snapchat. I'm old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. If you have naked pictures, you'll have to fax them to me.
We all know. I remember somebody in the newsroom of the radio station I was running in Boston in the middle of the 80s sat on the old fax machines were huge in those days. And a woman who was trying to be cute sat on the, can imagine this, sat on the on top of the machine and faxed a picture of her butt to somebody. Never forget that. All right, so what else? Who else you got?
Frank says, people are so stupid to think that what they put through any social media site is safe.
Mm-hmm.
This includes texting, comments, or blogs. It all goes to a server somewhere.
Yep, and is hackable if you're really good. So, what's the there's an interesting there's an interesting reality here, and it's the same propaganda that you hear from everybody. There is no privacy. Don't expect to use email. Don't expect to use any of this technology and have privacy. You will not. That's why I never use credit and none of that stuff. Bank accounts, you don't do it. Crazy if you do. So there's more here to talk about. Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, up next with more on the Snapchat fiasco here on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Fill your fridge and school lunch boxes with big savings on family favorites, like 2 pounds of Oscar Mayer deli-shaped smoked ham for just $5.98, or 72 slices of Kraft American Singles for $8.98, and pick up a 40-pack of Capri Sun for $6.98, only 17 cents a pouch. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
And now another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie, may I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
Greg Stebbins is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, so the focus here on the 200,000 or so Snapchat photos that had been leaked after a third-party app that was basically used to save people's otherwise disappearing pictures got hacked. How could this happen, Greg?
Well, it all starts with us assuming that if we take a picture that we don't want publicly distributed and send it in any way over a digital network, that even if the promise is, which is what Snapchat promises, that the image will go away, once it's digital and once it's sent over the internet or some kind of network, it's never really going to go away. There are lots of different ways people could save it. And in this case, there was a website called Snap Saved that enabled people to save the believed to be unsavable images. And someone hacked into the Snap Saved system, got not 200 photos, the photos of 200, not 200,000 photos, but the photos of 200,000 users.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So there's many more than 200,000 images.
And this is unbeknownst to the sender. So the sender still believes that their photo will disappear in 10 seconds after it's sent. And unbeknownst to them, the person receiving it has the snap saved and saves their picture.
That's exactly right. And let's back up for a minute and just talk about what Snapchat is, because not everybody knows. It's a fun little app, and the idea is that you take a picture of someone, of yourself doing something crazy, you know, something funny, and then you send it to someone, and they open it on their phone, and they see it just long enough to go, oh, that's funny, and then it disappears. And in theory, it's literally disappeared, but it really hasn't.
Until the receiver downloads the third-party app that enables them to
save. There's always been other ways of saving these photos, too. For instance, I could have got your photo up on my screen, and in the moment it appeared, I could have taken a screenshot of it,
right,
or taken a photo of it with another camera.
Here's what I told my son over the weekend, my 10-year-old son, Greg. Never take a picture that you don't want the whole world to see.
Because they'll see it.
Yeah.
Yes. My version of that is never take a picture that you don't want your grandmother to see.
There you go.
Your grandmother's really important because she writes you a check at Christmas. And if you upset her, she may not send the check.
Let's look at the interesting side of this. The person who stole these, Snapchat is very popular between 12 and 17-year-old kids. What kind of ramifications could they be looking at with the feds by having stolen these pictures?
Well, see, this is a really complicated thing because is there going to be ramifications with the feds if this person is not even in the United States?
Mm.
No, we have
you
no
can't
idea.
Do anything about it. Yeah, that's the exactly. If it's Russians, yeah, Russians,
well,
Chinese,
Indonesians. And the other thing is, often what happens is either the images or the means to capture the images can get distributed on hacker websites, and so there may be many, many people all over the world who are scraping up these photos and then publishing them publicly. And so, how much time is law enforcement going to be able to focus on this? I mean, it could actually be a huge effort. And at the end of the day, how important are people's photos? They're not all naked photos. Some of them are naked photos.
Right.
Some of them are photos of people making funny faces. Is it really the sort of thing where law enforcement should
bottom
be
line
with?
Don't take a picture you don't want your grandmother to see.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
So we send that to Jennifer. What's the actress's name?
Who had
Jennifer
it on?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, Greg, good work. Thank you for the update. Greg Stebbins, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Check out our poll and the story at DougStebbins.com.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is the face of a woman on the edge, Earl.
I know, my wife's got the same face.
You have to make a decision. Do you want to work here, or do you want to live?
I quit.
Wow.
To leave a message to the British consulate. Do you think they're going to let me in the door, ma'am? What's the message? Dogs barking, can't fly without umbrella.
Jumping Jack Flash by Aretha Franklin with Keith Richards. Wow, there's a combination for you. Keith Richards and Aretha Franklin from the movie Jumpin' Jack Flash. Remember?
What? You want a quarter? Piss my ass. Find me in New York for this quarter.
Kiss my sweet. You know what? Spell it A-R. So, calm down. All right, so the number one movie this week, 1986, was Jumpin' Jack Flash. Who was in that movie, Chucker?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg was in that movie, all right. I think she needs to go back to the movies, don't you? Maybe lose about 50 pounds and go back to the movies. Is that a sexist comment? Not nice?
A little bit.
Is it really? I'd say the same thing if it were Jack Black. If he was
to but he never out, left yeah. the movies.
No, well, but he still needs to lose about 50 pounds.
I'd say one thing about Whoopi Goldberg. Yes. Her career trajectory has been very smart. I mean, she made a ton of money when she was in control of the Hollywood Squares. She made millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
Now she's doing The View with a nice pushy paycheck.
Yep.
And she's still relevant. She's still out there. So, you know, good for her.
Very relevant. I think she's the most relevant one.
You mind if I bring up 2 points quickly?
No. But, you know, wait a minute. Bring them up in a moment. We have to pause for a second. Chuck Curry brings up 2 points in just a moment here on Good Day.
Stephens today with Doug.
Four too many holidays. Four, maybe five good holidays a year. That's it.
Rich McFadden.
It's only one real holiday every year.
New Year's, 4th of July.
St. Patrick's Day.
I feel sorry for you people that don't drink. Because when you wake up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel all day.
Doug Stephens today. Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I'll try to warn you.
All right, Chuck, so there's 2 points you wanted to tell us about?
Yeah.
Were.
All right, well, let's go.
Oh, my first one is the season premiere of season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead last night. I thought it was awesome. For fans of the show who haven't seen it, I'm not going to give anything away, but the first 4 minutes, which is on basic cable, certainly broke boundaries in terms of the show's violence, and that is saying a lot, but it was intense, emotional, and this AMC's got a great thing going because it has a huge fan base, and this show delivers. Second, I did a retro screening hosted at my community theater of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, starring Jack Nicholson on Friday night. And I would say this, for people who haven't seen The Shining, if you're local community theater or retro showing it on the big screen, I think, in my opinion, is the most fascinating movie ever produced to watch in the movie theater.
Wow, that's a statement from you.
It really is. I mean, the direction, the time that the director took to do each scene. Nicholson was doing, he had him do like each take 100 times in some instances. And it's the most extensive soundstage ever built. The Overlook inside is all soundstages. It wasn't really a hotel. It's incredible. Now, in terms of box office, David Fincher's Gone Girl, number one for the second straight week, $27 million in business, just a 27% a drop off week to week. This is what you call very solid water cooler talk. People are buzzing about this movie, whether they really like it or don't, they're still talking, and that's good for box office leg, $78 million in 2 weeks. Dracula Untold came in second. I wouldn't waste a dime on this film, $23 million. Alexander, the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, a Disney film, solid $18.6 million. It stars Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner. The horror film Annabelle plays fourth, $16 million. And The Judge, the heavily promoted Judge with Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, surprisingly, a very weak $13.2 million opening.
Yeah, really?
What happened here, its entire audience, target audience, went to see Gone Girl and left very few people to see The Judge.
I went to see the movie with Jane Fonda and Jason Bateman. Do you know anything about that movie?
Yeah, what do you think?
I liked it a lot. It was a great movie. It was a very good movie.
It's done okay. It was shot on a budget of around $20 million, so it's done all right.
It was good. Yep. All right, Chuck Curry here with Movie Review. Thanks, Chucker. 59 after.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.